Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everyone. Welcome to our program tonight, Wednesday night, dedicated to our nursing home show every Wednesday. And tonight's program is directed mostly to Mr. Joe Biden, the Honorable President of the United States. Presidents are supposed to do great things. They're supposed to stick up and help all the people, rich and poor, right? Years ago, Mr. Lincoln did a great thing when he abolished slavery and did away with a horrible captivity that many black people were engulfed in. And I believe that was a great, great, wonderful thing, and this country was torn apart, and Mr. Lincoln had the temerity and the guts and the wherewithal, the conviction that people were not meant to be slaves, all right? Now, today, over 100 years later, we have a situation where disabled and elderly people are being enslaved in nursing homes and mistreated and robbed of their dignity and robbed of their homes and robbed of the American way that we have carved out, and that is, you know, you work for a number of years, you get a pension. That pension is taken when you're in a nursing home. You have to surrender everything. And they'll even go so far as to hire a lawyer to get it, if they have to. So we urge the president to step in and do something monumental, do something great. I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to promise that if you abolish the nursing homes that every disabled person will vote for you, you'll get over 40 million votes. No, nobody can say that. Nobody can guarantee that. But I'll tell you one thing. You will go down in history as doing a great, wonderful thing for people who are disabled and for the country, because a lot of money is being wasted on these nursing homes. And a lot of people have to pay taxes. And a lot of people are being abused in these nursing homes. So much so that you can't even get information on it. You know, you talk about that we did a show the other night on artificial information. Well, there is no artificial information as to how many people die every day in a nursing home. You can't find that. It's not there. No kind of information that I know of that would give you that figure. So we urge the president to step in and do a wonderful thing for the millions of us who are trying to live our lives in the way that they were meant. Freedom. Isn't that what America's all about? Freedom. Not to be pushed into a horrible hole and abused and taken advantage of. the system, the way the system is today, and the government is allowing the money to be spent this way, if you're in a nursing home, there are programs that you have to apply for to try and get out. You have to meet certain criteria. You have to fill out endless paperwork. And you're on a waiting list for housing. Now, keep in mind, most of the people that have to go through this already had housing. And they were taken from their homes and put into a damn nursing home. Why should we or they have to go through that again? Or in any manner, when they could have been helped in their own homes to the benefit of the government. People in the nursing home have power to help the government. And we'll explain what we mean by that when we come back. We're going to take a little break here to thank some people and give you some good information. For instance, if you need dog food, cat food, there's a place called Nobody Starves on Long Island. And the guy who runs it is a Long Island Railroad maintenance man, Gary. So you simply call 631-484-3085. Tell him you need dog food, cat food. Now, if you're disabled and you're unable to get around, let him know, because sometimes he can have the food brought to you. All right? 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. We're brought to you by our good friend at Silo. Our friends over there who are trying to better the system under insurmountable odds, because they're under contract with the government that won't allow them to do a lot of things to help people. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We have an up-and-coming news conference on these nursing homes. As soon as we get into April, I'm hoping that we'll get the date, because they have some conflicting events that have to take place first. But we will get that news conference in. All right? And give the facts out and let people know what's going on. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-484-3085. Go to their website to discover the various programs that are available. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school a year ago July. Horrible, horrible thing. And the school essentially got away with it. The trainer got off with a slap on the wrist when she left Milton, the guide dog, in the van in the middle of a heat wave to suffer and die. Inner Sight and many, many others are simply outraged over what happened to Milton and how he was taken from Michelle, the blind woman, who relied on him. And he relied on her. It's a teamwork. So if you go down to Shelby's Kitchen here in Bellport, New York, for all your catering needs, you can see a great tribute to Milton. Pictures, painting, remembrance. And the number for Shelby's Kitchen, 631-28 860-4444. We are planning to do an event around the death of Milton coming up this summer. So we'll keep you informed about that. Again, that number, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Anyone would like to do a day for Milton, contact InterSight. We did one last May. It was beautiful. You don't need any money to do it. It's not a money thing. It's a remembrance. It's an honor, honoring a guide dog who served. And it's an awareness that these schools should be licensed and regulated to the benefit of all. So contact InterSight via the email, InterSight1620@gmail.com, or the hotline 631-224-3090. And by the way, tonight we don't have an engineer. Suzanne is called in sick. So we have a special number that we're giving out. If you'd like to call in, it's the Nursing Home Show tonight. 631-487-2038. I'll repeat that. 631-480-2738. That right now. Wait a minute. Yeah. 631-480-2738 on the InterSight line, temporary number. All right. InterSight brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. InterSight reminds you, and we thank you for keeping the youngsters close to your heart. InterSight brought to you by Islip Cleaners. Thank you for your help in Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty, a neighbor of the Islip Cleaners. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, thanking you for your support of InterSight. Greatly appreciated. Suffolk Bus Corp, another one of our friends, and all the individuals who have donated and who will be donating to InterSight because they believe in what we're doing. They believe that the system must change if we're to make progress. All right, let's see. Nursing Home Show. And, of course, the title of the show is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But then we always have a subtitle, and tonight's subtitle is For the President to Abolish nursing homes. Now, that means that people need someplace to go, right? Well, where are they already, most people? They're in their own home. All right? They have, most people have a home health aide, right? The state limits that, and that's how people get into problems because they need more help than the state will allow. And right away, the horrible word nursing home comes up, where many, many people wind up and die. So the inner sight way to change that, Mr. President, is to pass a law to allow the community, the agencies, that is, in the community, to raise money to establish a fund for each person, initially establish a fund, who wants to stay out of a nursing home. The agency can take that on as a fundraiser. They're allowed to make a certain percentage. In New York, I think it's 20%. Other states may vary. But there's the key. So the government doesn't have the full burden anymore of keeping the person out of the nursing home. The agency and the person who's benefiting from this, if they want to, if they're able to, or whoever they designate, can help raise that money in a public service manner, you know, on the radio, so on and so forth. So the very people benefiting can help themselves and help others to stay out of nursing home. Now, don't forget, many of these people who work for these agencies are candidates, ultimately candidates, or even maybe sooner than they think, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. We see that all the time. Candidates for nursing homes. So if a person has a fund available to them, you know, and they're in a situation where they need more help or more equipment or whatever it is, the money is there. Why shouldn't it be? It's there because of us anyway who are disabled. But why not put it to use? And here's another benefit. How many of those people who would be staying out of the nursing home as a result of the agencies setting up a fund for them and donating to that fund every so often, how many of those people would be able to get a job and pay taxes to benefit the government? So you see, there's a benefit right there. And then, the government would not have the high cost, about $15,000 a month to keep somebody in a nursing home. The agencies would raise the funds, keep the person in their own home, make sure they have what they need to be comfortable and safe. And if a person had to go to a hospital, that's the same. That stays the same. If that's their way of choosing to be well. So they go to the hospital, but now, with the inner sight idea, they don't have to worry about losing their home or a place to go to, because not only would they have their regular income, but they would have the funds that would help them stay out of a nursing home. So you see how that benefits millions of people? It has to be set up. It has to be legislated. It has to be done in such a way that the government would always be on the back burner just in case an agency went out of business and they couldn't help their constituents. Then the government would have to step in. or create another agency. So there's part of the plan. The other part is what we call, Mr. President, Volunteers for Freedom. That's where the home health aide, certified home health aides, would donate X amount of hours, and we would reward them financially as part of that fund that we would be established by the agency. And the agencies can use all these things to raise money. And it would be a direct type of fundraising. Who need the help could and would be visible if they wish to let people know that you're helping me in my community. Here I am. Thanks to you. We don't have to spend billions of dollars on these horrible nursing homes that none of us want. That kind of thing, you know. And then you create news stories, create a television show to raise money, and the President of the United States endorsing this idea becomes an angel. It really does. Because it's helping millions and millions of people. It's not going to happen overnight. I think it's going to take at least 10 or 20 years to get this idea working, to get it off the ground. But there it is. Stop wasting the money that is supposed to be there to help us. Stop pushing people into a situation where they don't deserve to be. Go to our petition up at change.org and sign it. Read it. You'll see some of the... We're working on putting pictures up there. You know, we don't have the paid employees to go and do it, but... we do the best we can. So, go up to change.org, sign the petition. There are two petitions up there. One is on the service dog schools, and that one is in honor of Milton, the guide dog. You can read about him up there. The other one is the nursing home petition. And we get enough names on there. We really just sort of started that. It's under 200 names so far. But I believe it will grow and blossom and turn into 200,000 names if the idea catches on. So, Mr. President Biden, we urge you to consider this idea, maybe appoint someone to contact InnerSight so we can talk about it, put it down on paper, whatever needs to be done in the form of a proposal. We've written letters to Mr. Biden and gotten no answer. That doesn't mean we won't try again. But this is our request to Mr. Biden. 824, by the way, InnerSight, New York. And, you know, of course, the election year and the issues. We would like to see these nursing homes become an issue. We're going to have our news conference, and we're hoping it will spread spark interest and get the word out and a chance for people to tell their stories. There's so many stories out there for people to tell. And we are trying to serve our country with this idea of saving the government money and giving, protecting people's freedom by allowing them to remain in their own home for whatever time they have with the help they need. So this has become, in the minds of Inner Sight, a service. Now, we've started Inner Sight chapters in Montana. We're starting one in Massachusetts. We have the potential to start one in Texas and other states. Illinois is another state. We're branching out. We're getting the word out. We're going to try to raise money in these states to keep people out of nursing homes and publicize it. The endorsement of Washington would be a big plus and a step forward to helping millions and millions of people. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East, the key to rescue, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady who heads up the whole rescue. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And if you'd like to call them, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. The great, great Akita. And if you get the right one, they make a great service dog. Very loyal, very perceptive, very smart, and very thorough. Big East, the key to rescue, at Verizon.net. And we thank the rescue for all their help. All right, let's see. You want to stay in shape? I got a good number for you. Yeah, you want to learn how to defend yourself? Here it is. Third Eye Insight. That's the name of the place. Third Eye Insight. Devin Fernandez is the guy you talk to. The number is 631-445-3464. Once again, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. So, keep that in mind. By the way, I got a phone call today from a disabled couple, Teresa and Gene. If you click on the GoFundMe, it's Teresa and Gene, homeless. And if you'd like to make a donation, we're going to try to have her on the show on Monday. Incidentally, we're off the air tomorrow and Friday. All right, we'll be back on Monday. So tomorrow and Friday, no show. If you'd like to call in, we have a temporary number up. 631-487-2038. I gave the wrong number before. Sorry about that. 631-487-2038. Let me repeat that. 72038 on the Inner Sight temporary number. We don't have our engineer tonight. Nursing home show. You know, you hear about presidents becoming heroes. helping to change things for the better, changing things. Roosevelt, who did the 30s, Lincoln, who abolished the slavery in the 1800s. And Roosevelt, who brought in the Social Security, I believe, 1936, I think it was. So the President of the United States has the power to change things for the better. And what better way is there than to give people their freedom and allow them to keep their home, their money, their possessions, and the things that they have worked for under the American way? I think it would be a great tribute to every American that Biden would honor this idea. You know, try it as a pilot. Do it, you know, slow. What do you got to lose? You know, people being in their own home. That's where most people like to stay, right in their own home. And the only reason people leave their own home and to go into a nursing home is because they more or less don't have a choice, because they don't have the resources or the means to stay there. I'll give you an example. You've heard Suzanne on this show many, many times. Well, her mom, we tried to get legal help for her mom when the Adult Protective Services was putting her in a nursing home. And the lawyers had no defense. See? Because there's no law to protect somebody like that. If we had our situation set up where we could have had someone in the home with Suzanne's mom, someone that she knew maybe and trusted, or maybe her own daughter, you know, if the money was there for that, she wouldn't have had to go to a nursing home. And she could have gotten some different help. And maybe lived another 20 years. Who knows? Nobody knows about that. Nobody knows how long they're going to live. And by the way, our deepest sympathy for those who perished in that bridge collapse in Baltimore. It's like we say all the time, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So do it today. Do it now. Make sure that people can live their lives in their own home. That's not asking for much. It reminds me of that old movie with Jimmy Stewart, The Wonderful Life, you know, where he fought for people to remain in their own home. That's a great movie. It's a great tribute to Inner Sight, what we're trying to accomplish. You know, he helped people. He had a small bank. He helped people with money so they could stay in their own home. Well, that's the same way the agency should work. They should raise the money and help people to stay in their own home. Why not? And you've heard us say this before, and it's worth repeating. How many people are displaced because someone in the household is put into a nursing home? How many people become homeless because that person's income is no longer available to meet the rent or the mortgage? there's no statistics on that either, on the so-called AI. It's not so intelligent, is it? So we urge Mr. Biden, and it is a good vote getter, you know, to come out and say, hey, maybe we can get rid of these nursing homes. Let's try this idea. Let's let the agencies come in and raise the funds to help the people in their neighborhood, in their constituents. You know, let's start with the independent living centers. You know, we have an independent living center right here in Suffolk County, New York. All right. They're allowed to help their constituents in the county. Now, if we had a list, and I'm sure a list could be obtained very easily, a list of people who didn't want to go to a nursing home. You start with that, right? So now we got to raise X amount of dollars. Now, keep in mind, the government should put up half that money. It shouldn't all be on the agencies. That's part of the proposal. The government should put up half that money. Let's say you start with a list of 100 people. You raise the money, you put it in an account. There's your money enabling you to stay out of a nursing home. And if the fund goes down, the agency can fundraise some more and build it up. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do anyway. Use the money to help the disabled. So, start with this county. We have the beginnings of it. We have the independent living. They advertise on this show. We could start it right here. And in fact, we are. We're trying to start it. But where's the government? You know, we need them to pass a law. We need them to pledge half the money. We need to determine how much each individual would get put in their account. We need it made so that people will not be penalized and lose any of their benefits because they now have a chunk of money to keep them out of a nursing home. All those things need to be legislated. Otherwise, you can't do it. The way the system is now, you can't do it. The way the system is now, it's set up in nursing homes. If it wasn't set up that way, then the money would be there to keep the person out of the nursing home. But it's not set up that way. Very few people have that kind of money. So there's a great, great idea for Mr. Biden and the Congress to do something monumental, you know, start it as a pilot, start it small, start it in some county. Our show goes to all counties in this country and overseas. You know, start it and advertise it, build it up, and do it. That's what needs to be done. If yours truly had the money, that's what I would do with my money. I would set up funds for every individual, and I would get a lobby and put it in Washington to make it so that people would not be losing their benefits as a result of protection to stay out of a nursing home. And that could spill over into other areas too that would help people. You know, most people say, oh, if I win the lottery, I'm going to take a trip around the world. No, not me. Not me. I would use my winnings, I put it in inner sight, and I would use it to help who are disabled to have the means to live their life. We're not talking about making people rich. We're talking about the means to live their lives. Now, each person who goes into the nursing home, you know, if you're spending $15,000 a month, why do they have to be in a nursing home? That's more than enough money to keep a person in their own home. Especially if you have agencies replenishing that fund. Look at all the money. Cut that in half. And bring in agencies to fundraise. Look at all the money the government would save. We urge you, Mr. President, to please hear this program, to hear and to do what needs to be done to protect and preserve the image of disabled people. Nursing homes are ruining the image of the disabled. They really are. It'd be much better for the people to see, hey, look at this, so-and-so is up there in years, but he or she is still in their own home. She comes out, she's got a little job, she is able to do, you know, the gardening or whatever it is. What a difference that would make in improving the image of the disabled. Maybe people wouldn't look at us then so weird as they do. So there's a whole slew of benefits that come into play here. And the president has the power to start to make it happen. We will try to write a letter to Mr. Biden. We've written one before. Didn't get any place, but we won't give up. We're going to try to write another letter. Try to find out a more direct path to Mr. Biden and get the idea at least into the Oval Office, hopefully, for him to consider and do something about it. All right, inner sight and temporary number up, if you want to call in, 631-487-2038. No engineer tonight. She called in sick. So that's the temporary number. Let me give it to you again. 631-480. I'm sorry. I'm getting the number wrong. 631-482738. Let me get that number right. Let me double check that number. 487-2038. That's it. 487-2038. 2038. 631-480. 2038. And let's see, tomorrow night we'll be on rerun, Friday rerun. We'll be back on Monday to do Matter Glad. And Tuesday's open mic on Inner Sight, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday is the Nursing Home Show, as it is tonight. Thursday, we usually do a different subject. And Friday is the Funnies. We have a lot of fun around here. On Friday night, we have Louis the Lip. We do a bunch of imitations, and we do make up wacky stuff, you know. Like the other night, we had a thing on that you have to have a license to go to the bathroom. That was kind of weird. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff we just sort of make it up and have fun with it. Who was the guy that said, living should be fun? That was the great Carlton Fredericks, the great nutritionist. His show, Living Should Be Fun. I used to listen to him quite a bit. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline is 631-224-3090. That's the hotline for every day, you know. So let me remind everyone, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school over a year ago, contact us. You don't need any money to do it. We will help you put it together. We did a day for Milton last May. So contact Inner Sight. The email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Or you can call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. We'd like to get a day for Milton in other states. We have started the ball rolling in Montana, planning to open a chapter in Massachusetts and several other states. So, stick within a site. Help us do it. And honor and help your neighbor through Inner Sight. See, that's what would happen, this program off the ground. People in their neighborhood, their neighbors, would be a lot less troubled because the benefits would be there to help them. You know, you wouldn't have to worry about the person, because the family can't afford to put the money up for an extra aid or whatever the case may be. That's happening a lot. People are very worried about their friends and neighbors. Oh, he or she shouldn't be there on their own, alone. You know, they wander out into the street or whatever, and you know, and then the police come. What do? They say, put them in a nursing home. You know, that person should have the means to remain in their own home. They're not criminals. Why do you take them away? So it would bring people together, neighbor and neighbor. Bring people together, and the next thing you know, you'd have people who wanted to do it going to the agencies and say, hey, I got my business over here on the corner, my gas station, whatever it is. I want to help you raise money to keep Joe down the block safe They don't have to go to a nursing home. You know? And then person would be rewarded. You know? Maybe we could do a news thing with that person. Here's a little ma and pa gas station that's helping to keep their neighbors out of nursing homes, and you know, spell out the details of what they're doing, and whatever way they want to do it. It's endless what can be done. You can't do these things in a nursing home. They won't let you. They got all these stupid rules and treat people horrible and give you horrible food and everything else. So, step up with inner sight. Step forward. This is progress we're talking about. Every company that you hear that's successful has made progress. Well, all these companies that are supposed to help the disabled, they're not making progress. They're standing still. They're not doing a damn thing for us. Just look at the evidence around you of that. Kill a guide dog, get away with it. People in wheelchairs can't get into most of the places. You're blind, you walk down the street, you can't even read a sign. The agencies should be remedying these situations, and they can make money on it. And, of course, the horrible nursing home situation that anyone can face. How many people who lived through that Baltimore horror will now wind up in a nursing home? You know, because the state won't give them all the necessary help to stay in their own home. Every situation that you can think of, it's conceivable that anyone can wind up in a nursing home. So why not have that insurance, you know, that edge, so to speak? You've got to have an edge. Remember that from that old Clint Eastwood movie with the guy's name was Red Cloud. I think I met him one time at the American Indian House in New York City, and he was telling, or was it Josie Wales? It might have been Josie Wales. You know, keep your back to the sun. You have an edge. Giving Clint Eastwood's character advice, you know. Good advice. Everyone should have that edge. Most wealthy people do. They don't have to go to a nursing home. They pass away, they're right in their own home. So, Mr. President, you want us to feel good about you? You want us to say, hey, I'm going to vote for that guy? Do something about these nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Give us this new way of dealing with things. Give people a chance so we don't have to go into captivity, because that's what it is. It's captivity when you're in bed and you can't get out and you urinate all over yourself You got to wait for hours for somebody to come and help you. That's captivity. That's not freedom. Give us our freedom. We'll pay for it. You put up half, government. We'll get the other half. See? It's got to be a partnership. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Inner Sight. And we want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be with you Monday night. Matt, I'm glad we've got a couple of nights off. I want to wish Suzanne a speedy recovery, called in sick tonight. And urge everyone to have fun. Don't forget to laugh. Laughter is very important. That's why we do the Follies every week. All right. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We hope that someone will hear this show and alert President Biden. And we will write that letter and keep on with Inner Sight. Like somebody told me the other day, keep on telling the story. Because it is a story. It's a story that could fill many books of what's going on. So thank you very much for listening. 122,600 plus last time we checked. Goes up every week. All right, I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. And don't forget about Gene and Teresa Homeless GoFundMe. If you want to make a donation. All right, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Give me more. Inner Sight. I want that inner sight. Thank you.